For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Saturday's 4th of July fireworks celebrations across the Mid-South will come with extra heat this year. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning with a heat index of up to 108 degrees. Saturday night, there will also be a slight chance of showers. For those looking to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Memphis's Tom Lee Park will host a celebration starting at 6 p.m. with fireworks at 9. While lawn chairs and water are allowed in the park, backpacks, coolers, and alcohol are not. Germantown's events start at 5 on Saturday with fireworks at 9 in Municipal Park. You can also find fireworks at 9 at the Bank Plus Amphitheater in South Haven and at the Hernando Civic Center Ballfields in Hernando. Three morning parades can be attended as well in Cordova at Cordova Baptist Church and in the Central Gardens and High Point Terrace neighborhoods. The University of Memphis Athletic Department has set a fundraising record for the second straight year. The Tigers raised $35.3 million, topping last year's total by more than $3 million. Of the thousands of pledges to the university, 9 were at least $1 million. The Tigers are currently in building mode and nearing completion of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. This fall, the university is expected to begin work on the Liza Welford Fletcher Soccer Track and Field Stadium project. FedEx Supply Chain, a subsidiary of FedEx, is being sold to a French shipping and logistics company for $1.4 billion. With the sale, that company, CMA CGM Group, will nearly triple the size of its North American contract logistics operations. Following the completion of the deal later this year, FedEx and the new owners are expected to enter into a multi-year commercial agreement, FedEx President and CEO Raj Subramaniam said in a prepared statement that the move allows the company to focus on industries like healthcare, automotive, aerospace, and data centers, and streamlines its portfolio in order to focus on the industrial economy. This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.